I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Federal authorities announced today the seizure of more than 100 firearms and large amounts of heroin and cocaine as part of an 18-month multi-agency operation. As VPR's Liam Alder-Connors reports, 82 people now face federal drug and firearms charges.
U.S. Attorney Christina Nolan said the effort, dubbed Operation Fury Road, involved federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies from Vermont and Massachusetts. Federal officials say the operation, which spanned from October 2018 to February 2020, was aimed at stopping gun and drug trafficking along Interstate 91. The operation focused three surges on communities hit hard by the opioid crisis: Brattleboro, the Northeast Kingdom, and Rutland. Over the course of the effort, law enforcement officials seized 128 guns, including several AR-15-style rifles, a kilogram of heroin, and a kilogram of cocaine. For VPR News, I'm Liam Alder-Connors.
Governor Phil Scott has extended the state of emergency to respond to the continuing COVID-19 pandemic. Scott announced today the state of emergency in Vermont will be in place until at least November 15th. It was first put in place on March 13th. In a statement, Scott says while Vermont has led the nation responding to the virus, residents, quote, cannot become complacent. Scott's emergency powers have allowed him to limit gathering sizes, close schools, and close certain businesses throughout the course of the pandemic. And the Department of Health has now confirmed over 1,900 cases of COVID-19 in the state. The department reported 14 new cases today. The forecast for tonight becoming mostly cloudy with an increasing chance of scattered showers, lows in the mid-40s to the lower 50s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.